You can watch all this on Cab TV and selected questions. Ask the questions there. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
More and more, we need to connect our state with the state of the world, state of the group, with humanity, and see what's happening. It says that any day in which the temple was not resurrected is like a day the day it was destroyed. We're still in a state of shattering. And this blow called coronavirus is advancing and establishing itself with each passing day. It's not leaving us anytime soon. We knew about it. We talked about it. Humanity thought it would go away after a couple of weeks, but it's not going away, and it will not go away so soon. Rather, we need to see in that the result of no work on our part. Because if we would put in the right work, would exert all of us together towards connection, we would make such torments flee. And instead of advancing by the blows that humanity feels, we would have advanced through the good and warm connection. However, it's not happening this way. And so we need to see here the upper hand in it. And it's turning to us, and it's telling us that we need to accept the situation with greater seriousness. And we have to understand that this is our work. Our work is required here. We need to take upon ourselves more obligations and keep them in the connection between us. And from the connection between us, we need to radiate that tendency for connection to the whole world, all of humanity. We want to cause good to everyone. So it's worthwhile for us to strive to connect between us, because through the connection between us, we open a channel for the upper light to appear on us and through us to all of humanity, and by that to be light unto all the nations of the world, to everyone, really. So let's think of that during our lesson. We shouldn't be happy about the fact that the virus is not leaving us and it's putting all these pressures on humanity and advancing it through the path of suffering. If we would work correctly, humanity would have understood from us that there is another way. There's the path of Torah, the good path, the path of light, the path of connection. And we wouldn't come through this long path in great torments as we are on for the time being. Rather, truly, meaning we have to understand that it all depends on the way we see things. The world is filled with the upper light, with adhesion, the presence of the Creator. Nothing bad in the world, nothing bad was created. It's never been. Whether it was all given to us as an imagination, evil was given to us as an imagination. That's why it's called Bria Bar. Outside of the true reality, I've created the evil inclination. Why is the Creator saying that? So that through this imagination, you'll feel how good everything is. Otherwise, you'll have no attainment of in what the light is good, because the light excels from darkness. So I have to come out of the darkness. So relative to that, you'll be able to identify the good in the light. Otherwise, you won't have it. Since if we don't bring a certain darkness into the world of the light, you won't feel the light filling the whole world. Hence, the most important thing in the creation of reality is the darkness, the will to receive, the evil inclination. All those things are opposite the Creator, because specifically through them, we can discover the good who does good in the... Meaning, first we have to understand that we need to work more intensely with what's happening in the world. We have to feel that we are guilty of the fact that such blows like the coronavirus, and God forbid, greater blows will come. They're also on the way. We can actually expel them completely from our path, remove them from our horizon. It's truly, certainly up to us. Let's try the connection between us, the demand from the Creator to bring us connection, mutual love, the reforming light. So by that, we will truly come closer to one another. And everyone will be able to come out of their hiding place, their cracks, come closer to us, and all of us could be as one bundle in all of with all of humanity. By that, we immediately dispel all the coronavirus and all those other problems along the way.
Dear teacher, he writes here in the beginning that about the will to receive being called Likut, adhesion. Now we try to connect the 10 friends in the 10 and between us and to the Creator and come to the same desire. Now you're talking about the world, different problems. When I start thinking about what you're saying, it's very difficult for me to maintain our connection in the 10 with the Creator, and at the same time, think about the world situation. How can we take this dvikut between us now and during the day? How can we disseminate it to the world? How can we hold them, the two together?
The world is that vessel in which the Creator is revealed. Why is the 10? Why does the 10 exist? It exists to be a rosh of the general soul of Adam HaRishon, and to bestow from the rosh to the guf, from the head to the body, where the body of Adam HaRishon is all of humanity, including still, vegetative, and animate. So we are talking about all of creation and the Creator that needs to be revealed in the group, so that from the group, from the rosh of the soul, to bestow to the guf of the soul, to all of the created beings.
Но
я чувствую товарищи, да, я пытаюсь там прошу за них
как-то. I feel the friends, right? I try to achieve this good with them. How do I add the whole world to it in my feelings?
The whole world is our goal, because the Creator is not revealed to us in the Rosh of the Patsuf. There are no vessels in the Rosh of the Patsuf for the Creator to be revealed. Only when we pass the feeling of the Creator, the knowledge of the Creator, this upper light, the light of bestowal, to the goof, to all of humanity, then what is revealed in all of humanity as a result of our bestowal, our influence, is called the upper light, is called the Creator. In the Osh, we only receive Him through rejecting, in order to pass it to the light, to the body. Therefore, our work in the Ten is only the preparation. Is that clear?
На уроке, то есть как мне представить это, чтобы, то есть я могу либо там вставать.
In the lesson, how can I picture it? I can be connected to the friends, or I can think about the world. Can you connect the two simultaneously?
If you think about it, for a few days, you can tell me later if it's working out or not. Moscow 4.
Вопрос от товарища. Что зависит от человека?
A question from a friend. What depends on a person in order to bring the light to the world?
Only to be connected to the Ten and to pray from the Ten to the Creator, for the Creator to influence them, to bestow to them, so they'll be able to bestow to all of humanity, the whole world.
How can one check if he is working in drawing the light?
If you do it in practice, connected between you and to the Creator, you'll feel how in practice the light is passing from you, meaning from the Ten, to all of humanity. You'll feel it in practice with your senses.
PT3. I heard that we should hurry in the corrections, not because of the fear of punishment, but because we want to do good to everyone. Can you explain it?
It says every day in which the temple was not rebuilt, it's as if it was destroyed. Coronavirus and all those problems are taking place in the world with each passing day, and we're facing some difficult situations for all of humanity. And all of that is because we're unable to move our development from the bad path, the path of suffering, to the good path, the path of light, of Torah. And that depends on us. So after seeing the trajectory, seeing where it's headed, after talking about it in great detail, it's now time that we relate to it practically. It's all in our hands. The ball is in our court. We have to change the form of the development of the world from bad to good. That everyone will start receiving from above, from the upper light, the understanding, the awareness, the awakening, the uplifting, the understanding for how humanity should develop. What is it lacking to be happy? Happy meaning to reveal the Creator, so they would understand that this is happening with the help of the connection between us. All those things. All those things we have to understand by ourselves and start working from that. Now is the time where we need to practically change our attitude to what is happening in reality. Start to accept to...
Can you explain it?
It says every day in which the temple was not rebuilt, it's as if it was destroyed. Coronavirus and all those problems are taking place in the world with each passing day, and we're facing some difficult situations for all of humanity, and all of that is because we're unable to move our development from the bad path, the path of suffering, to the good path, the path of light, of Torah. And that depends on us. So after seeing the trajectory, seeing where it's headed, after talking about it in great detail, it's now time that we relate to it practically. It's all in our hands. The ball is in our court. We have to change the form of the development of the world from bad to good. That everyone will start receiving from above, from the upper light, the understanding, the awareness, the awakening, the uplifting, the understanding for how humanity should develop. What is it lacking to be happy? Happy meaning to reveal the Creator, so they would understand that this is happening with the help of the connection between us. All those things. All those things we have to understand by ourselves and start working from that. Now is the time where we need to practically change our attitude to what is happening in reality. Start to accept. Of course, that's why I started to speak today about the state where we have to feel ourselves guilty of the current situation in the world. Because from that, we can come to a demand for ourselves and then a demand from ourselves and in the correct way for the world and to the Creator and everyone. Yes, we need to feel ourselves more guilty of what's happening with humanity, because to the extent humanity is getting into deeper trouble, deeper, more problems, we don't need to calm ourselves down by saying that we understand all those things are coming to correct them. Rather, now we can ask ourselves, and how come the correction is not coming? The correction is not coming because we're not drawing it, we're not providing the path through which it can pass to all of humanity and begin to correct it. What's up with the upper light, the reforming light? How come it's not showing up? We are guilty of its absence, and our work needs to be here. Okay, Tony.
Then, but the fact that if we do collectively feel this guilt, truly feel it in our heart, then it's a good sign, no?
Yes. Yes, I get up in the morning, for example, and I hear how much the virus is spreading throughout the world, and more people are getting sick, and more people are dying, and problems and uncertainty, and humanity is helpless, people have no money to get through the month, and so on. I need to suffer because it's all caused. Initially, it's an awakening from the Creator, but now it's caused by my negligence. I'm not correctly participating in this entire process. I must be more connected with others in order to bring from above the reforming light. So everyone would understand, would feel, everyone would understand how to arrange themselves correctly and so on. This is all up to me now. I cannot sit idly by and wait for everyone to receive their blows and then through these blows they'll acquire some intellect, some reason, and will understand what to do, or will come to me to ask for my advice. No, I have to go out to them as quickly as possible, as if they were, God forbid, my children, and explain to them what do we have to do in order to draw from above the correcting light, the remedy that would come to us.
Another question from a friend. To continue Vlad's question, passing the light to the world, is this a separate act of the Ten, or is it a result of the connection in the Ten, or does it happen by itself?
It's the end of the act, isn't the initial thought, first of all. We need to bring the light to the world. We need to arrange the world to so all the good will be there. We'll have to be representatives of the Creator. For that, we need to connect, turn to the Creator with the deficiency from the entire world. A deficiency, meaning when we look at the world, we can feel this sorrow. And then we turn to the Creator and we ask of Him to pass through us the intellect, the feeling, the strength. Doesn't matter. We're willing to work. We're willing to be a pipeline, as he writes in the article, Giving of the Torah and the Aravut. We're willing to be a pipeline that passes everything from the Rosh, since Israel is called Lirosh, my head, to the Guf, the body, all of humanity. This is all we ask for. Give us an opportunity to carry out our role. We want to be your messengers, your slaves, servants. That's what we want. Not more than that. And this... I cannot say that, but we need to, it's certain that this is with our strength. We're capable of doing it. We can do it. All of us together, it's certain that we can bring the whole world to the end of correction. We simply have to believe in that, and it's truly so. The Creator doesn't give more than what one deserves. If it appears, look, nothing happens by itself. Everything is through the reforming light. So imagine, from above, the light comes. This light connects thousands of people around one light. This light shows them the way. It explains to them how to reach it, what do they have to reach. And in this way, they advance. This light, for many years, is connecting them together all the time. And gradually, it's putting them together so they'll receive the intellect, the feeling, connection, embrace will rise a little bit corporeally and a little bit spiritually. This is all the work of the light. We've come to a stage when we have to enter into a partnership with this light. So to the extent that we can connect between us, above all the disturbances that deliberately come to us from the light, if we can connect, then in this same way we can connect with the Creator. It's a simple thing. To the extent I can connect with the friends, to that same extent I can connect with the Creator. That's it. It's all in our hands. But we need to begin to develop these things. So from today on, I want to caution you that we need to advance in such a way that the situation in the world is dependent on us, because we, as the conduits, the pipelines, are not bringing them the reforming light that is reforming all of humanity. we even identify with the darkness, because we think that through the darkness, humanity will be able to be corrected. And it's more accurate if we try to bring the light, so that in your light we should see light. In the light that we will shine, humanity will feel that this light is coming through us, then it will turn to us for an explanation, for a connection with us, and we'll be able to explain to them and provide them with the light of correction and the light of faith.
Can I ask again, should we be asking the Creator to give us love for the world?
We need to constantly ask. And what should we ask? We need to scrutinize between us. That's why we started to speak about this, these other kinds of sufferings. What kind of sufferings, torments, that I feel myself participating in reality? And reality takes a certain form as a result of my participation and my work, whether good or bad. And then I have a different form of torments. I cause them.
These torments, the real torments, are called condemning providence and slandering. This is what one prays for, not to slander providence. And these are the torments that the Creator accepts. This is the meaning of the Creator hearing the prayer of every mouth.
Let's say now, we spoke about how we have to feel ourselves guilty of all the problems in the world, because we are the blocked pipeline that comes down from the Creator to all the created beings. So if we do not accept it, this is already considered slandering providence and these torments. These torments the Creator accepts. This is the meaning. These are the true torments. When a person checks himself and he sees to what extent he disagrees with what's happening in reality, how much he feels reality suffering compared to the feeling of holy divinity that feels all of reality, and the gap between the two, between the desired state and the present state, is his corruption. And he prays that the Creator will help him relate to anything that's happening as the corrected upper providence. Meaning, what I see, as it's written, they have eyes, but they cannot see. I see everything through my own corruption. These are more exalted things compared to, meaning that the world that appears to me is because I see it in this way. And that this is the true picture that's happening. The true picture is only the end of correction, the holy Shekhinah that fills all of reality.
Accelerate the correction.
The correct prayer is simple. Make us your vessels. Form the correction through us. Do everything you want to do with us. We are ready for it. We are trying to be ready for it. Make me what you want. This means that we are ready for the restriction, to restrict ourselves towards any action that comes from above. But when can I say that? When I annul towards the friends. Since then, I'm showing my willingness. And it's not that those words of my annulment towards the Creator are simply high concepts that I disagree with. Rather, There has to be an inner willingness. And this is only through the connection with the friends.
How should we work with this difficulty?
Demand from your heart to feel the friends close. Feel the friends close to you. This screen that separates us, where you see me and I see you, is this screen separating us? Can't we feel, or is it just what I smell like an animal, or what I can lick with my tongue like a baby, or what I can hold like some animals? You have to rise above your five senses and try to feel the friends in your heart. You should develop that sensation, because by that you're bringing closer the parts of your soul. Otherwise, you're always remain in one point. In one point, if you don't connect with the others. We have to say all those things 5 years, or 10 years, or 15 years, or even longer, until you convince your own heart to connect with the others. Because by that, you acquire your true heart, your spiritual heart. And in it, you will feel the spiritual world. Path to correcting himself.
Thank you. Jean Bramut from Venezuela is asking, is our task as Kabbalists toward the 99 is limited to do what we're doing now, or should we also participate in social changes in the future?
We need to lead humanity until the end of correction, truly be connected between us and connect the Creator through us to all of humanity. And that's simply everything. There is no more. There is no higher, more exalted role that covers all the corrections other than this role. And we have to be like that.
Gadi from Male Adumim is asking, how can we spread our message while egoistic leaders control us? How can egoistic leadership bring the people of Israel to be a light unto nations?
You receive the leadership that you deserve. And it's likely that this leadership is the most suitable, according to the calculation of the Creator, to your role as well. So try to make it work with them. And you'll see how they can help either positively or negatively, but you have to work with that. You should not sit idly by and say, I'm going to wait for something to change in the world. Nothing will change. Rather, the whole world is expecting, it doesn't know about it, doesn't cry about it, but it expects us to take our role into our hands.
Or should we ask for something for the world?
No, between us, we need to try and connect that we'll have a positive spiritual force between us, that the Creator will be revealed from through us. If we don't connect, we don't have a spiritual power. So we want to connect that the Creator will be revealed through us to all of reality, to all of the world, but except for connecting in such a way, what message are we bringing? That we want to be the positive force, because that positive force, as that positive force, we have to stop and think, how do we stop our ego? How do we stop our virus? Not to pass it to the others, nothing bad to the others, only pass good. That is called that I feel myself as the virus, and I'm really trying to be concerned about everybody around me. In that way, there will be no fear to throw away all these masks if we truly think of one another in that way, and nothing can harm us. And all of the virus, you started from that, how it comes and what happens. So the whole virus will go by. Otherwise, I don't think it'll leave. If it leaves in this way, so it'll come in a worse way. Yes.
Rav, if I may continue, David.
Yes, quick.
How can we enter in the right partnership with the Creator in this whole situation? What's His role and what's ours?
You can be a partner with the Creator only if you are connected in the Ten. In the center of the Ten, if you feel that you can connect together, and then you turn to Him, and you feel His attitude towards you. And then start scrutinizing these things as much as you can, prepare a place for Him, not only in the center of the tent, but in all the whole area of your circle. And in such a way, it'll work.
We always hear from you lately, in the beginning of the lesson, about the importance of incorporating the whole world. And also, when you follow the news, you see that the distance and the time between what you're saying and the headlines is becoming shorter every day. The question is this a new stage where our intentions and prayers during the lesson must include the world?
We always need to do that. That we are working, we're in the generation of the Messiah, and that we have to think that everything we're learning about is wanting to draw the light that will clothe in the whole world and correct the whole world. Otherwise, what do I need it for? To raise me to a spiritual degree, even though I really want it, but that's what I have to restrict. I need to be in order to bestow to everybody.
During the lesson, according to the intentions, will be heard in dissemination?
I'm confident that only that, the dissemination, can help us. I'm sure about it. Even though you don't see it, that's the way it is. More than we will reach spiritual degrees inside us, there will be more benefit from us if we scatter the simple materials in all of.
אם הבורא נותן לנו בכוונה את ההסתרה הזאת, מה זה אומר שאנחנו אשמים בכך שיש היעדר של אור בעולם?
נתנו לך הסתרה.
You were given a concealment, you were given a force, that in that concealment specifically, without breaking the concealment, you will bring that force of bestowal, and the concealment will guard you, that you won't take these things in order to receive, but only in order to bestow. And then above the force of concealment, you can clothe in the light of chassadim, and in the light of chassadim, the light of mercy, the light of bestowal, you will draw the light of chokhmah. And in that way, you will be clothed in the Tzimtzum, Masach, Or Chozer, and Or Yashar, that will clothe in the Or Chozer. That's it, and the concealment helps you about this. And the Creator.
Be precise. What does it mean? What is this action, Lishma?
Lishma means, in simple, in order to bestow. Bestow. But Lishma, there's Lishma, Lishmo. For who am I doing this? Who am I doing this all for? For who? So it's for His name, it's for the Creator. If it's for her sake, so it's for the Torah. So he wants to explain to us, why is it written that our work has to be lishma, for the Torah, and not for the Creator, not for man, not for humanity, nothing, for the Torah. What happened here suddenly? The Torah is a means. It's written, I've created the evil inclination and created the Torah as a spice. Because the Torah is a spice, it's a remedy that corrects the egoistic desire, turns it to an altruistic desire. So if there's a force of correction here, I have to bow down, I have to kiss it, I have to do something with it. What's up? Why suddenly do we give the Torah so importance, this upper light that corrects us? It's only questions for now, but it's important. 40.
Item 40. First, we must understand the words of our sages who said, I labored and found, believe. I did not labor and found, do not believe.
I also want to warn everybody. Everybody thinks that we're studying these things and there's nothing about them. First of all, they themselves carry inside a very great force of correction and it works on us. That's one thing. Second, these sentences, these excerpts, a lot of materials in Kabbalah are based on them that we will have to study, because specifically through them, when we understand them, we will advance towards correction. It's not simple. That's why don't say, okay, understand this, that, not, this is more interesting, this is less. We need to go after the Kabbalists. That's it. No choice. Afterwards, we'll understand why it's like that. Like a child that goes to school, doesn't want to study anything. He thinks it's not, doesn't give him anything. As if the teachers know less than him about this. So let's lower our head, you know, and take what we need from them. Still, they know more. Bara Sulam knows more than us what's good. I want to scrutinize this. What does it mean to believe or not to believe if a person reveals something?
Faith means that I get the force to do everything against my desire. That's it.
And for that I need efforts?
If I don't need efforts, it's a sign that it's not faith, rather it's knowledge. It's knowing. Faith.
I just want to understand one thing. When the result is revealed, we choose the path, whether we did the efforts or not.
Don't be so smart. It won't help you. Until you reveal it the way it should be, you won't know. That's the difference between faith and knowledge. Knowledge is when you say, I know, I see, I accept, I examine it, and I do it. Faith is something else. When you receive a special force from above that will help you to keep these things, even though you don't know them. You don't know. Meaning, you're working in bestowal. It's an additional force that does not exist in our world. Rather, by the wisdom of Kabbalah, we wish to attain it. That's it.
Last thing. What should I check in the end?
Nothing. Nothing. Just do what they're saying as much as you can. French?
Does giving contentment to his maker, is that a result of demanding the light that reforms in the Torah?
Of course. How can you give contentment if you're not receiving the force of light?
That's what contentment gives if I ask the light to correct us?
Yes. When you're asking the light in order to bestow to him and to be in equivalence of form with him, to be in adhesion with him, and to the extent that you bestow upon others, upon the entire humanity, by that you resemble the Creator more and more. There are so many things to it, I can't answer everything. I see that this one from Baltia is asking, and you're also asking, let's go deeper into it, and then we'll see these things. In the meantime, you want to the problems which are above reason in reason, and it doesn't fit. It's a completely different area. It's a different territory. That's why the spiritual world is concealed from us. It's not concealed. It's here. But we don't feel it. We can't perceive it. And taking its revenge. Meaning nature will always push us and give us blows until we reach a state that will want to connect between us and will want, each of us will want to care for the rest. That's the law. That's why when we look at all kinds of different states in the world, we should really think how we should relate to them. Can we or can't we? That's one thing. How we organize ourselves in order to be considerate, to take anyone, everyone under consideration and then to relate to everyone, that's something else. That's execution. But first of all, we should know what the truth is. So the truth is that each one has to care for the whole of humanity. Until we reach it, it's because this is our soul. All the still vegetative animate, and speaking, these are 4 degrees. 1, 2, 3, 4 of the Havaya, of the Neshama. Until we reach that, we won't reach the final correction. So, it's good to think that this is what's before us all the time. And then, at least, we're before the truth. If we can really do it, even if we can do it 0.5% or 0.5%, that's also good. Even though we're in the generation that can entirely...
Спасибо, Раф. Мне не совсем понятно.
Thank you, Love. Исполнять ее заповедь. It's not so clear how to perform these mitzvot. First, we have to discover the mitzvot.
All the mitzvot we have to perform are only to take desires of others and to fulfill them. In order to bestow. When I annul myself, I connect to others and I fulfill his desires, as he explains in Matan Torah, in the article Matan Torah. That's it. We have no problem with that. In the 10, let's connect together in the 10, fulfill our general desire. What is our general desire? To reveal the Creator in order to fulfill him. Let's do that. What's the problem? Do it in the 10. You don't have to go all over the world, I don't know where. In the 10. If you do that, you'll discover that immediately that the whole world is in your...
Raf, thank you. You gave us a very priceless prayer today. That we need to pray that the Creator should make us into vessels and make the corrections through us so that we are ready to restrict ourselves towards whatever He presents us. Our question is, how can we completely immerse ourselves in this priceless prayer that you taught us today in moving forward towards building a place for the light to dwell within the whole world?
Look what a nice question by Africa. Look how these questions are becoming more scrutinized, more connected in a good way every day. How will you reach the right desire by the end of this day? Think about it during the day and make the calculation how during the day, while you're thinking about it all the time, everyone, how your desire is going through all kinds of changes and it brings you to a state where it's interesting what will be revealed in the end of the day. What will be revealed? Write it down, please. And tell us about it. It will be something very interesting, special. It is written, be careful from the children of the poor because the Torah will come out of them. Meaning, be cautious of the ones who are distant. And because specifically from them the Torah will come out. Meaning they're making efforts, they're doing serious efforts, and upon these efforts they attain the upper light, the upper world, the Creator. So Africa, we have a real hope that you're going to be the greatest intellectual. It's in the heart.
How do I connect through my mind, through my...
You cannot connect through your brain.
What are the vessels I have to develop?
Heart, emotion.
How do you do it, love?
Develop your emotion for others. You may say, I can't. My heart is blocked. All I feel is myself. What's good for me, what's bad for me. Beyond that, I do not feel. And you're right. That's really the way each of us is. However, there are drills, exercises, and that's called the wisdom of Kabbalah. How to receive the upper light that will affect us. And when it affects us, it will make this work done for us. That's called the work of the Creator. He created us. He will correct us. All you need to do is bring yourself for Him to correct. It's just like you take your car to the garage. That's how you should bring yourself to the Creator. And He'll make the correction and demand it from Him. So He'll say, okay, I'll do this work. This is my work. But will you pay me for this work? If you do, I'll do it. Let's make an agreement. What do you give and what do you demand? If you know exactly what you're demanding from me, accordingly, I'll set the price. So you're saying, I want to transform myself to become in order to bestow. He's going to tell you, go right ahead. You're asking how much, now you're asking how much do I owe you? He's going to say, you owe nothing. You don't owe anything. You can do it. It all depends on you. In order to bestow, do it now. Everything in order to bestow. And you're saying, I can't. Ah, you can't. So what you need is only one thing. I have a force of bestowal. I can pass it on to you. That you ask for it. So every time you had to ask from me more and more and more in a clearer way, in a louder way. It's like a child. We're willing to give everything to our child only if he demands it in the right way. If he asks these things that he really needs that will make him better, that he'll be better off with. If he'll demand it, we'll be happy to give it. That's the way the Creator is. All we need to know is what we should ask for, what's the order for it, and how to turn to Him. That's what we learn. That's why it's called the wisdom of Kabbalah, of reception, how to receive from the Creator. And He's willing to give. All He has is the force of giving. The only problem is to make your desire become like His. What you're asking for from Him is what He already prepared. It's already prepared for you. But you have to ask this. Ask for this. And every time you have to know what you're asking for. That your desire to receive will be just like His desire to give. That's why we're learning every day, in order to know what to ask for. Nothing else.